Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a word that is new this morning, Lord, as we look into the mirror of the word. Thank you for your inspiration in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, family. The readings are Psalm 109, and it's verses 21. We're going to go through to 25 and from the message.
Oh, God. My Lord, step in. Work a miracle for me. You can do it. Get me out of here. Your love is so great. I'm at the end of my rope, my life in ruins. I'm fading away to nothing, passing away my youth gone old before my time. I'm weak from hunger and can hardly stand up, my body a rack of skin and bones. I'm a joke in poor taste to those who see me. They take one look and shake their heads.
Hallelujah. So yeah, we can see David is going through a bad time, and he's majoring on that which he's seen and that which he's going through, and we cannot but relate, and we can see these situations, but it's always just we can learn from David and we learn from other scriptures, you know, that we will go through testings. Testings will come, but we mustn't get caught so much in it. Because it says with the eyes filled with darkness, the whole body is filled with darkness. So we're just going to see the problem and how bad it is, and just measure it and meditate on it, nurse it, rehearse it, and disperse it. We'll just stay in that problem. The quicker we switch on the lights, the eyes filled with light, the whole body is filled with light. And to get our thinking on the goodness of God, it takes us knowing the promises, knowing the good scriptures, but also knowing that God, this is important, that God's got the right answer, that which is necessary for us. I like this. It's like basically a prayer. Verse 21. I'm reading it from the ESV. Oh God, my Lord, deal on my behalf for your name's sake, because your steadfast love is good. Deliver me. So you got to go straight away to God and looking for his answer. I love that scripture. You'd not be tested, 1 Corinthians 10:13. You're never tested beyond what you can handle, and God is there to give you the way of escape. And this love is new every morning. So it's so important getting that which God is wanting to give you. So you are walking in tune with your God, and you're getting out of the abundance of his love. And the beautiful thing I think of this morning, you know, you're not going to a rock with a whole lot of laws written. You're going to a living rock, a living God that is a rock, and his ways are good, and his ways are solid, and he's a God that is merciful. His mercy is always available, and that's what you've got. You've got a God that has saved you, and you've got a God that is with you, and you've got a God with all knowledge, all wisdom, all love, and that's what you tapping into, and that is so important, because that's where you're waking up to the answers, you're waking up to the light, you're waking up to the beauty and the goodness that God wants to bring into your night, and not just for you, but for others as well. Everyone goes through squeezings, but there's a child of the living God, and you get the answers, and you refreshed, and you re-motivated again. That's what that's your ministry. That's why you motivate others, because God is a God of all mercy and comfort, so that you can have mercy and comfort to encourage others.
Thank you, Lord, for your steadfast love, and that you are a miracle worker, in Jesus' name.
Amen.